Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, valuable listeners. Welcome back to the Lore Boys. My name is James Miller, and I am here with...
Peter O'Donohue.
And...
Ethan Palmer. Is it possible for James Woods to actually get lost in the woods, or can he inherently navigate them?
That's a good question. I think we all get a little lost in ourselves sometimes, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely days where he's not, like, super clear-headed.
Yeah.
And, who is James Woods?
You're off you're off there in the wheat fields trying to make flour, and you're just like, am I truly a miller?
Yeah, exactly. In there.
I'm in my bedroom at 13 years old, and I'm like, am I truly a palmer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Peter O'Donohue.
Yeah.
I'm sure it means something in Irish. Am I truly of Donohue?
Yeah, exactly.
Your name, Pete, actually, today we're going to be speaking about Spyro, the Legend of Spyro trilogy, actually the one from 2002 to 2008. And your name was actually going to be the original name for Spyro, not Pete O'Donohue, but just Pete.
Yeah, Pete really?
It was going to be Pete
the Dragon?
Pete the Dragon.
Oh, wow. Instead of Pete's Dragon, I guess.
Yep.
I love the idea that like, almost went to shipping. Like, yeah. They had the box art done with, like, Pete the Dragon printed.
Pete Spyro.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Spyro came about because PlayStation 1, when Spyro came out, it was kind of known for more mature games, like Final Fantasy 7 and things like that. So it was, like, really good games, but for older audiences.
Is this pre-Crash, post-Crash?
Crash is probably around, but they're looking to get more into, like, Nintendo's market, because Nintendo had, like, Mario, it had Mario, and, like, Mario and stuff.
And Zelda.
Yeah. And Zelda, yeah.
Kirby.
And Donkey Kong.
Kirby, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah. All a lot of IP Nintendo.
Yep. So they're like, we need to come up with something. And someone's like, dragons are cool, so let's get, like, a friendly little dragon. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's call it Pete.
Good enough.
Okay, good meeting everyone. Who wants another line of blow?
Yeah. I like it.
They continued with that for a while, and then after a while they're like, no, Pete is just kind of too boring, we need something edgier, so they called it Pyro. And then that went to the board meeting, and like, Pyro,
that's
we don't yeah, we don't want kids burning stuff.
How do we make it softer, like a soft Pyro? A Spyro.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, it's Spyro, and it's a game that I love, played a lot as a kid.
Yeah, so did I.
Yep.
I finished. I 100%ed the first one,
yep.
But I never finished Ripto's Rage or Year of the Dragon.
Okay. You 100% or you 120%?
Is there 120%?
Yeah. You get, there's like...
More than all the gems?
Yeah.
You open, you get all of the gems, and then that opens a door to another area or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So yeah, no, never did that.
But I only know because it's a speedrunning category.
Yeah.
Is Spyro 120%.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, never did that.
Yeah, my mom got 100% or 120% on like two or three of them. Like, she used to play them all the time.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of Spyro.
I have played the second two, Ripto's Rage and You're the Dragon, but never even came close to finishing them.
So those are the ones we're not talking about today.
Right.
Those are the three that's coming out, the remastered trilogy that's coming out soon that
Which looks
will
really fucking good.
Definitely buy.
Yeah.
So that's Spyro, Ripto's Rage, which is Spyro 2, and then Year of the Dragon, which is Spyro 3.
Yep.
The ones that we're talking about today is 2002 to 2008, The Legend of Spyro. And these ones actually had a story and were more combat focused, had like different elements and stuff. It wasn't just fire breath, it was like electric breath too, and like time travel and stuff like that.
And, like the weapon triangle from Fire Emblem.
It wasn't quite the weapon triangle
where it's like dark magic beats elemental magic beats light magic, and light magic beats dark magic.
Yeah. Or lance beats axe beats sword.
No, axe beats lance beats sword, and sword beats axe.
Yeah. Fire Emblem triangles.
But anyways, I love Fire Emblem.
It was like, I think it was more used for like puzzle solving and things like that, but I guess some enemies would be weak to certain types too.
Possibly.
They were cool. I think I played them on, I played one of them on Xbox 360, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You traitorous swine.
Excuse me.
Because you're a PlayStation boy.
Yeah, the third one. I like rented it like way after the fact. But the games are good. The story was like the only one that I could find that had a cohesive story throughout. The Spyro one was like, there's dragons, there's five areas. Dragons are stuck in the gems. You're not. Rescue the dragons. Teacher.
Yeah. Peter's for all the listeners at home, Peter's raising his hand.
Yeah.
Try and imagine that if you know what I look like. Are these the ones where Elijah Wood voices Spyro?
I don't think so. Those were the really bad ones, wasn't it? When I was looking at voice actors, it didn't come out.
Okay.
But I also only saw the voice actors for the first three. It's possible. Tweet at us.
Yeah. Elijah, if you're
When I looked up voice actors for those completely other games, he wasn't there, so probably not these ones either.
No, exactly. Well, they wouldn't, if someone like Elijah Wood, they would say not Elijah Wood.
Oh, yeah, they definitely would. Yeah, you're right.
Elijah, if you're out there, let us know. Crunch at us.
Also not the guy who did Parthenax and Mario.
Yeah. Does Elijah Wood know his way around the woods?
He knows his way around at least one of them.
Okay.
Are they related?
Yeah. So James Woods produced many individual wood.
Okay.
And Elijah was one of them.
I see. And Woodrow Wilson, how does he factor in?
He was raw, so he was the raw essence that created James Wood.
I see. Okay.
Woods, excuse me.
But Spyro.
Yeah. Oh, I had a segue.
But
Spyro. Don't just count on me to have a segue.
Spyro.
I know. Look, old man, Jamie, you've been out of the game for so long. I forget sometimes that you're still a contender.
You don't understand. We had to step up when you left, Jamie. Yeah. We had to step in and fill that void.
You said you had to go to Poland to buy cigarettes, and then you didn't come back to
You left for so long. Yep, I left for a lot of time, and the time that we start now is the Year of the Dragon.
Pretty cool. Good.
And
that's Spyro 3. You said we weren't talking about that.
No, we're not. But in, I think it's like the Chinese New Year's, there's different years. Year of the Dragon, Year of the Dog, Year of the Goat, all those years, Ram.
You're the Monkey. You're the Python.
Platypus.
Yeah. You're the,
all of them.
You're the Mongoose.
Fast and the Furious 9, Year of the Dragon.
Yeah.
So it starts in the Year of the Dragon, and this is like the origin story of Spyro. So this is a Year of the Dragon, like the first Year of the Dragon, and he was made into an egg in the Year of the Dragon. He was laid.
Okay.
Wait, the Spyro 3 game Year of the Dragon is his origin story?
Spyro, we're starting right now on The Legend of Spyro, A New Beginning.
Okay. And Year of the Dragon is just incidental, the year.
It's just the year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the year.
Okay.
And he's being incubated, and he is a purple dragon, and only one purple dragon is born every 10 generations.
Okay, so it's been 10 generations since the last one.
Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
Is this like Avatar?
It's not like one's born every 10 generations, but like two generations later, Spyro's born. Everyone's like, what? What's with purple dragon?
Yeah. He's a symbol of hope. Like, just, it's a really great thing to be a purple dragon and to have a purple dragon in your brood or whatever you
Hell
call
yeah.
it.
Hell yeah. Spyro whips
I think it would man. Actually, I think the official term, as horrible as that is, I think the official term would be a brood, actually.
Yeah.
Why is that horrible?
A brood that hatches from a clutch of eggs?
Yeah, but why is that horrible?
I don't know, because like a brood sow is like a breeding animal.
Yeah. Brood and like
brood mare is a breeding horse.
Yeah,
and a brood mother is like an enemy in Dragon Age.
That's it. Star Wars, sorry, not Star Wars, StarCraft, the brood is like the Zerg and stuff, which are like dirty and gross and
unclean.
Yeah. But also during this time, Spyro's a symbol of hope, but there was bad stuff going on. The Dark Master, just think general bad guy for now. We'll get into him more later.
Dark Master.
There's a lot of kind of parallels between this and Star Wars as someone who doesn't know Star Wars very well, like just from taking in Star Wars.
So this Dark is Darth Master, Vader?
This is kind of like Darth Vader.
Cultural osmosis. You have absorbed some Star Wars knowledge.
Exactly.
Okay, Spyro's a North American company that made it, right?
Insomniac.
It's Insomniac, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure if the Legend of Spyro... I don't think the Legend of Spyro was Insomniac, though. I failed to look it up.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was a different...
But it's not like a Japanese IP. No. Is basically what I'm getting
at. No, it's not. It's American. So like, I'm assuming. I don't know where Insomniac is.
Japanese appropriating Star Wars is much more interesting to me than a North American company appropriating Star Wars. It's just like boring, you know?
Yeah. So the Dark Master, he's general bad guy. He attacks the Dragon Temple where the eggs are. And Ignitus, this dragon guardian of fire picture, just like barrel-chested, wonderful red dragon who, like, wants to help everyone.
Okay. Buff boy dragon.
Yeah,
buff boy,
exactly.
Buff boy golden dragon.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And he throws Spyro's egg down a river to save Spyro.
Wait, is he Moses?
It's pretty much like Moses, okay. Yeah. So Spyro floats down a river.
It's also like Warcraft.
Also like Hercules being Hercules.
Whoa.
Oh, Disney's movie. Hercules.
Yeah.
Disney's Hercules that those two poor old men were forced to make for Disney.
Yeah, so Spyro is blindly going down the river now in his little egg.
Nice,
and,
okay.
And Nina and Flash, two friendly dragonflies.
Is he Aladar from the movie Dinosaur?
I don't know.
That happens in that film as well.
Okay. It's super possible. Super possible. So Nina and Flash, they're two kind dragonflies, pick up Spyro's egg, and it hatches, and they raise a dragon as a dragonfly.
Yeah, they're like in-game, right? They're like your Navi or whatever.
They are, but Sparks is the one you're thinking
of. Yeah, Sparks is the guy. He's Sparks, your health meter as well.
Who is your brother.
Your brother. Now. I almost guessed that. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Nina and Flash are the parents of Sparks, and you're raised
alongside Sparks.
As a dragonfly, but you're just a dragon.
That's hella tight.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's where we are so far. Later, many years later, they're starting to grow up into little tykes, into teenagers even, I would say. And Sparks and Spyro, they go out into the woods, and they start playing around. They're having a good time. They kind of live in a swamp area. And
Dragonflies make sense.
Yeah.
Does make sense.
And it's kind of dangerous there, and these apes come out. And the apes are the mercenaries for the Dark Master.
Okay.
Dark Master.
They're the clone troopers?
Yeah, they kind of look like evil Rafikis, like.
Okay.
Like baboons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So they come out and they like capture Sparks. They put him in a cage and Spyro just like hit puberty or something and unconsciously breathes fire all over them.
Oh shit.
Like he didn't know he could do this.
Oh my god, this never happened to me before. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
But his brother was being attacked and he just like his instinct came in and he singed some
fire
apes.
Breath.
He had to burn these monkeys to death.
Yeah.
And every baboon born thereafter had a red ass. From where they got burned by Spyro.
Exactly. While we're talking about ripping off legends, I suppose, yes.
Yep. No, definitely. And a lot of these baboons escaped. I'm not sure exactly how many of they were, but some of them escaped and went back to their master, Cinder.
Charred to a man.
And Cinder is a black dragon. Then that's all we know about her right now.
And his soul... His soul gets killed by the kindled one at the end of Dark Souls 3.
Unkindled Cinder, Ash. Yeah.
Cinder's
unkindled
a girl.
Ash, yeah.
Cinder's a female.
Okay, well, the soul of Cinder is actually a fusion of everyone who's ever kindled the flame. So it is a gender-neutral pile of smoke and fire.
Okay.
Not related
is what we're saying.
Sounds like Dark Souls, yeah. Sounds like Lord of the Rings through the scope of a man who doesn't speak English.
Yeah. It's Star Wars through the scope of a man who doesn't speak English. Right?
Yeah. Are we not doing Dark Souls?
Spyro, he singes these apes, they go back to Cinder. So far, he's just learning something new about himself, and now the bad dragon knows that Spyro's out there, and Spyro kind of went missing a while ago, right? So, now Spyro goes home to Nina and Flash, like, hey, so I just breathed fire, like, what's the story with that? Why can I breathe fire?
And like these two dragonflies pull each other in. It's like, well, son.
Well, son.
There's something we've been meaning to tell you. If you've noticed, you don't look a whole lot like either your mother and I.
Oh, but we love you so much.
But we still love you, baby. The reason for that is we're not actually related.
Spyro, you'll always be our son.
Yeah.
We just got our 23andMe back.
Yeah. And
it says you're a dragon. Yeah. Not only because you're 800 times my weight.
Yeah. 98.998% dragon, it says.
Yeah. Yep. And the rest is purple.
Yep. So Spyro goes home, and he finds that out, that he's a dragon.
That he's not related to his parents?
Yep.
What
and
an idiot.
Parents tell him that he's from a faraway land that is war-torn, and he's like, well, you know what? This is not the place for me then. This isn't my home. I need to go find my actual home.
Oh, you don't want to go there. It's full of dragons.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
They can breathe fire.
And Sparks is like, nah, we should just stay at the swamp. And Spyro's like, no, let's go. And Sparks is like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of all set up here. And then eventually he convinces Sparks to go.
I'm starting a small business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He convinces Sparks to drop out with him.
Yeah. No, dude, believe me. We'll just leave Swamp University and just start mining Bitcoin in Dragonland.
Yep. As soon as Spyro finds out he's adopted, he's like, I'm dropping out of high school. I'm going to move in with my biological parents. You're fucking coming with me, brother.
Biological so that you parents, can be the adopted one.
Yeah, not specified, by the way. They're just part of a big litter of eggs.
All we know is it's not purple dragons.
Not purple dragons.
That's all we know.
Were
so
they
far.
At least red and blue, or is the is the purple a fluke?
But the red and blue ones that are in the nine generations that don't have a purple one, it's just red or blue, or like
or maybe true love between a red and blue dragon can only be found once every 10 generations.
Oh.
Now, everyone thinks they're the one, though.
Oh, we're gonna make it, baby. We're gonna make it. Comes out red. Oh, son of a bitch!
Yeah, exactly.
Drowns him in the bathtub.
The red dragon turns to drinking. The blue dragon turns to gambling.
And the not purple dragon just doesn't have a family.
Yeah, that's it. They grow up in a bad environment, and that damages them to the point where they can never find true love with a blue dragon.
And that was the beginning of Riptoe's rage.
Yeah.
Spyro, he heads off with Sparks, and the first thing they do when they're heading back to the Dragon Temple is they run into Ignitus, the big red
buff boy.
They've got to donate UNICEF pennies to all the red and blue dragons that the parents didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
Trick or treat, they dress up as people.
Yeah.
Collect UNICEF pennies.
Yeah, we're at Ignitus now, though, and Ignitus, he says, don't go back. Like, right now there's a bunch of people. Cinder has sent a bunch of apes, and they've taken over the temple. They've taken over the surrounding area. This is not a safe place. So I was like, whatever, I'll do it. Like, I'll get in there. Ignitus is really happy to see him, but it really advises him not to do this.
Don't go, Spyro.
Yeah.
No, Spyro, please.
Don't do it.
Don't
Spyro,
do it.
Spyro does it.
Spyro does it. You're only a teen boy. I can't stop you. You're simply too strong for me.
He overpowered me.
I would not dare put my filthy hands on your glorious purple scales.
My filthy red hands. I am not worthy.
So there's like a bunch of beats that I kind of skip in the middle here. They're where Spyro actually kind of just clears each area, saves a different colored guardian dragon in each area. And in the end, like Ignitus kind of gets captured, but then released. There's like a bunch of middle stuff, but it doesn't really change the overall arc, so I omitted it.
He gathers them all together, they turn into Tiamat, and set out to destroy the world. I'm with you.
Yeah, video game's a video game. You beat the levels.
Yeah, exactly. And he clears, it's important to note that he clears like the eight mercenaries out of each spot that are being controlled by Cinder. And Cinder's still this black dragon we don't know much about.
Okay, wait,
is Cinder the Dark Lord?
Cinder's not.
Nah, he works for him.
Cinder is
works with him.
I don't know of enough about Star Wars to be confident about it, but like the Darth Maul to the Darth Vader, I guess. I don't know if like one's serving the other or something. But
no,
anyways.
Darth Maul came way before Darth Vader.
Okay, I shouldn't.
Darth
speak
Maul
about this.
Killed gonna... Darth Vader's master's master.
Okay, I'm gonna stop speaking about Star Wars. It's gonna make people angry.
Yeah, he's like General Grievous because he's got four arms. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's Cinder is serving the Dark Lord, the Dark Master, I mean.
Okay.
And you'll know more about why.
So
later.
The Dark Master is Palpatine, is what you're looking for.
Sure. I'll take your word on that one.
The wrinkly wizard from Star Wars.
Sure, I'll take your word.
That's
on
not
that
you.
I tried to. Yeah. I boiled it down and I reduced it to its basic elements. If you didn't get that,
I do gotta say, James, it was very bold of you to draw the comparison to Star Wars at the top of the episode.
Yeah,
you'll see. There's even more.
It gets more. Yeah.
Just remember all those times. You remember when Jack Sparrow comes to meet him, and then he's just like, Luke, we gotta go be pirates. From Star Wars.
Exactly.
5.
Yeah. And Orlando Bloom rides a shield downstairs while shooting at orcs.
Exactly.
I do remember that from Star Wars.
And then when they all team up at the end to fight the space whales, New York City,
on that giant purple dragon that kind of looks like a dog, or a white dragon, excuse me, that kind of looks like a dog.
Yeah, the luck dragon.
Yeah, the luck dragon.
Is that what Spyro grows up into?
Yeah, the luck dragon from the NeverEnding Story.
You could say that.
How many movies has Jamie not seen?
That's a lot. Yeah.
Not even not seen, but not know very much about.
I know a lot about games, though. I play a lot of games.
Well, thank God this is a video game podcast, primarily.
Ostensibly a game podcast, thank you very much. The tabletop section over here is very upset with you.
I did 5 episodes about Battletech, but anyway.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of chess lately, and I kind of want to hear some chess stories, to be honest.
That's more of like a genealogy thing.
Oh, dude, there's some cool stories in chess, but anyway. Spyro. Spyro is he ends up fighting Cinder at a certain point in the game.
Is she the last boss?
She is not the last boss yet. But you fight her right now. You have a brief encounter with her. And you both bloody each other's noses. As you're leaving with Ignitus, Ignitus is like, hey, you know Cinder? She's kind of...
Is she your mom?
Your sister. Fuck. She was in the same brood as you. And she is part of one of the eggs that were laid in the year of the dragon. And for the Dark Master to open the portal to his land, he needs a dragon that was... born in the year of the dragon.
Right, in the same way, the Emperor needs Luke to sacrifice to the God of the Force.
Yeah, pretty much. And his sister's the... Yeah, sure. Don't do this to me. I'm just going to agree with you. I'm going to yes and you no matter what.
Oh, no. Petey's going to fuck with Star Wars so bad. Because right. I don't even like Star Wars. I never have.
No, well, he okay. kind of... Yes, you'll see what... I know that there's someone who kind of wants to have sex with her sister in Star Wars. This may or may not happen in the Spyro universe.
Hell yeah.
Does it?
It may or may not happen in the Spyro. Oh, I can do the same to you. Spyro. Yeah.
Just, oh no.
Then Spyro fucked his sister and what? Yeah.
I don't want this episode to end up like a game of Clue where we're all trying to fucking mislead each other.
No, because I care about the listeners, I'm going to give the real story.
And it was Spyro in the library with his dick.
His purple dick.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, because they're reptiles, do they not have just that inside dick, that slot that has all of their organs inside of it?
Cloaca.
Yes. So Sony was trying to appeal to the kids in the game. I don't right. think they went into this.
Well, they might have.
You said there was somebody on DeviantArt who did go into it a bit more? I know that was for the end, but...
No, so, yeah, there's... I was looking up the story, and the canon story is pretty much just, like, closed. The trilogy's over. But there's an artist who was on the team for that trilogy.
Who is also a pervert.
Yeah. No. Who's big into really cloacas.
I really don't want to paint this guy in a bad light because he is continuing the lore for these games. Mm. And he's doing something that a lot of, like, the lore still lives on today because he was immersed in the team. And he's like, this is what we had time for. This is like, oh, the dragonfly culture with the dragons. Here's the dynamics between this. And there's like, that Spyro guy, that dash Spyro dash guy on DeviantArt has a bunch of cool things that are not Yif or anything like that. Or Scalies, I guess is what they call it.
When I die, scatter my ashes on DeviantArt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jamie. Back to...
No, yeah.
Back to business.
Sorry, yeah. I just didn't want to shit on a guy who's, like, helping us out. Yeah, I like it.
I didn't shit on him.
I guess we owe him a debt of gratitude being a lore podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Thanks
yeah.
for partially... Thanks for having us doing research.
I didn't want to paint him as a pervert, is all.
Thanks for giving us content to make our own content with.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
I know everything we do is entirely derivative. Thank you for being a base for that.
So the Dark Master corrupted Cinder in order to use her to use the portal to get into this world. He's imprisoned.
Was she purple?
She's not purple.
No,
she's
one
black.
One purple dragon, not one purple generation.
Mm, yeah, okay. One purple dragon per ten generations.
Right. Okay.
One in a million, baby.
Cinder is a black dragon, a female one, and right now she is, like, much bigger than Spyro. She's all, like, hopped up on evil juice.
Oh, evil steroids.
Oh, evil steroids. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to say exactly that.
Yeah.
Ethan and I are always on the same wavelength.
Yeah. So you're asking about the final boss battle in this game. It is with Cinder, but she managed to open the portal to the
Azeroth.
Dark Realm.
Damn.
Dark Realm. kind of like in Azeroth where they open... No, that was a time portal. That's something different. But Cinder opens up this portal, jumps through to go get her Dark Lord Master, and Spyro's like, no, you won't, and he jumps in after her. So he goes into the Dark Realm, and you have your final battle within the Dark Realm.
Cinder-chan, don't do it.
Yeah.
But I need to find Dark Master Senpai.
Baka! Yeah.
And then Spyro defeats Cinder. Once he gives her, like, the final blow, she kind of, like, shrinks down to his size. Looks a lot like him, just, like, a rounder face and black instead of purple.
Oh, does he slap the evil out her mouth?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
And the Dark Master has already been released at this point. He's kind of coming out of his cage and, like, sucking the three of them towards. And Spyro and Sparks have the chance to escape. But he, like, Spyro last minute turns around like Indiana Jones getting his hat and saves his sister kind of thing.
Yeah. Checks his head. His sister's, sister's gone. Pulls her up under the gate.
Well, the strong female character we've had, we've now equated to a hat.
essentially.
So. Well, thank you, everybody. Lore Boy's here.
That hat is iconic, man.
That's true.
Indy's nothing without that hat.
That hat will outlive him.
Yep. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't realize the pedals on my bike went so far back.
Yeah, so he escapes. Now, this is the end of the game. It kind of sets you up for Dark Master is free. Cinder and Spyro are back together, and Sparks just is still tagging along. They go back home, and they celebrate, and they all, like, praise Spyro, and Spyro's like, what about me? And, like, nobody left.
Yeah.
Pays attention to him.
Pretty sure all I did was kill sheep, and you'd eat butterflies that came out of him, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. That's so true.
So the next freeloader.
Next game is...
it was like Sparks flying around with, like, dreadlocks and one of those, like, dirty Jamaican shirts. Yeah, that's
He's just like, what about me, man? I helped out, didn't I?
He's like your freeloading stepbrother who just sleeps on the couch.
Yeah,
he does give you life, too, though, every time you get hit, right?
I guess.
That's pretty valuable. I'd say it is. But
I'm an offensive player, so I don't know.
Yeah.
If I learned anything about Bloodborne...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta dodge forwards.
You max your damage stats. Like
you don't
obviously.
Build health.
Yeah, you don't build health at all. You max your damage stats.
Well, there's a soft cap. It's 30.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
So The Legend of Spyro, The Eternal Night, is second in the trilogy.
Sounds dark.
So I have to admit, like as much as I'm razzing your balls right now.
Yeah.
I had no idea these games even existed.
Okay.
This is all new territory for me.
Yeah,
I like it. I
honestly hope that they do release a trilogy of them afterwards, because I was watching some gameplay and stuff, and it just seems like a good old-fashioned Spyro game. The only complaints is, like, they say the combat's really good, the story's really good in this trilogy, but the gameplay's a bit repetitive, but I'm thinking to the first trilogy, and repetitive,
yeah,
too.
Like, cartoon platformer like wasn't the only, exactly breaking the mold.
The only variance they could have is in level design, right?
And the difference is, Spyro first trilogy came out in 1998, this one came out in 2002.
Yeah.
So, by 2002, I guess games were getting...
It's a different landscape.
Well, 4 years. We also had the PS2, which, like, raised our standards a little bit here.
Exactly. But, speaking of PS2, PlayStation 2... Spyro 2. That's a bad one. There was a bathroom break in there, and I kind of lost my momentum, but...
It was like a minute.
Yeah.
There was a bathroom break. It was like 2-3 years. We just didn't really know where to pick it up.
So, it's The Eternal Night is the name of the game. There is an element of darkness that is added into this game.
Do you get spooky powers?
Sort of.
Do you get ghost breath?
No.
Oh.
No, I know.
You shoot ink
like
an octopus now, right?
He made me ink.
Finding Nemo lore, next episode.
Yeah, exactly. Would you remember the name of the address?
P. Sherman,
42 Wallaby
42
Way.
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Yeah, way to go, guys. They did repeat it enough times.
Well, we did it.
Yeah. So Cinder runs away from the Dragon Temple. This is the beginning of the game. Because...
Do you get to play as her?
You do eventually, not now.
Oh.
But she runs away because Spyro's having nightmares every night of, like, her because of, like, she was, like, infested with dark energy kind of thing. So she felt like she was a burden to the temple.
Spyro's, like, treating her like shit all the time.
No,
the temple masters are like, okay, Cinder, could you and Spyro go rake the leaves? And then they're like, they go to rake them, and Spyro's like, not doing any fucking work. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do any fucking work, because remember that time you were fucking evil and I had to go stop you? Yeah, you fucking owe me this, you know?
I saved you.
Yeah.
That's two raking leaves.
Yeah, I fucking saved your life. You're gonna rake the fucking leaves, okay?
Yeah.
Sitting there on his iPhone.
They have fire breath. Breaking leaves is not an issue.
Yeah, just burn it away.
Yo, you can't burn leaves without
you need
a permit.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, again, fucking exact same thing.
Yeah, the dragon guardians are like, oh, you need a permit.
You got a permit for that breath, sir?
Yeah. Because they have fire breath, but they also have claws, which they can use to rake. So.
That's true.
Do they have thumbs?
Hold
a rake. One sec, Googling. Do dragons have thumbs?
It's probably like one of those things like the difference between a drake and a dragon.
Well, drakes don't have wings.
Yeah.
Drakes can't walk in Saved by the Bell. Or Degrassi, excuse me.
Right. They got wheels.
Yeah, they got wheels. Not
no
thumbs.
Wings.
No wings, no thumbs, just wheels, baby.
There's your artwork. Dragon in a wheelchair and Drake's sweater that he wore through the whole thing.
Or just like a derpy dragon with four wheels as legs.
Yeah, Spyro goes after. Cinder's running away, so he's like, oh, I gotta go save my sis. And it's important to note that the guardian dragons were like, don't leave. And he left again.
Okay.
So they're always like, Spyro, come on, like, preserve yourself. You're our purple dragon.
Yeah.
We need you kind of thing.
You're on probation as our Lord and Savior, but I swear to God I will find a new one if I have to.
Yeah, it takes
Spyro
a while.
Spyro, remember the prophecy said that if you leave on this date at this time, we're going to have 1,000 years of darkness, so don't leave on this date at this time. But I got to go save my sister.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that you say 1,000 years of darkness. It's not quite 1,000 years of darkness, but they're worried about an eclipse that's coming up. There's two celestial moons that are going to eclipse each other. And that's usually tied to some pretty dark shit in this world.
Yeah.
I got it because of the name of the game.
Yeah.
Age of Darkness?
They gave it away.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Eternal Darkness, song Rondo of Blood.
Yeah.
And on his journey, Skyrim, yeah.
When he reinvents himself in college, he calls himself Skyro.
Yeah.
Nymph Skyro. Sounds a faux hawk.
Yeah.
He meets this guy called the Chronicler. Chronicler is just like a big old dragon that is like the wise man of everything. He's kind of like the Yoda. He knows everything.
He's good with dates.
Yeah. He knows about aether and dark aether.
Okay.
Which is good energy, bad energy, the force.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Dark side.
Good ghost bullshit. Yeah, bad force. Bad bullshit. Force. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys are just agreeing with me. I know there's no force in Star Wars.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure, Jamie, the force.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what do they call it? The power? Or the chutzpah?
It's the Schwartz.
Yeah.
So he meets the Chronicler. He's legendary knowledge, wisdom. This guy knows everything.
Purple in your skin is from midichlorians.
He learns about the Dark Master from the Chronicler, actually.
Okay. Chronicler.
Yeah, we do know that the Dark Master.
So the Chronicler is kind of like an Obi-Wan. An Uncle Ben, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. I'll take your word on it. I'm not going to agree with any of that stuff anymore.
Obi-Wan is the one who
sold microwavable rice. Ooh, just like Obi-Wan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was Peter Parker's father who got killed after a wrestling match in New York City.
Yes. That I know is true because I saw the Tobey Maguire there.
Yeah, you saw Tobey Maguire.
You saw the Tobey Maguire.
Hey, a movie I've seen. Jamie jumps up and down excitedly. Like, I did it.
That was such a good, like, almost like old man reaction. Like, saw that Tobey Maguire there.
I saw that Tobey Maguire. I saw the picture with Tobey Maguire in it.
When Uncle Ben gets killed and he dedicates his life to being a jockey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, totally. So we're learning about the Dark Master. The Dark Master is actually pretty cool.
Is he a dragon?
He's a dragon.
Okay.
And more importantly, his name is Malifor, and he was the first purple dragon ever.
Oh.
So he had all the power type of thing. Purple dragons are the only ones that can master all the elements. Like a red dragon is fire, a yellow dragon is electricity, a blue dragon is Kool-Aid. So purple dragons could do it all.
Okay.
And he was the first one, so they'd never seen one before. So he was just able to exert his power over everyone and become very, very powerful. Okay. And big. Yes.
So they had never seen a purple dragon before.
Yeah.
But they know it's every 10 generations? Or if it's just like Spyro was just coincidentally 10 generations later, they got a second purple dragon.
There might have been. It's not clear if there's one. This guy's really old. He's like.
He's not necessarily the last purple dragon.
He's just the first purple dragon.
Yeah.
The first one ever. The first one ever.
He's like Mirak. He's the first purple born.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and he is. Really, really powerful. He got exiled by all the Dragon Guardians. They all like combine their power to be like, get the fuck out of here because you're gonna ruin everything.
Yeah, he's too strong.
Yeah,
I shoot fire at him. He shoots fire back. He shoots lightning at him. He shoots lightning back. We throw Gatorade on him. He throws Kool-Aid back.
We all threw Gatorade at the same time?
You can do the opposite too. Like you throw fire, he'll throw ice at you. And like, Yeah, he's real strong.
Would that melt?
It melts into water and then water extinguishes fire.
Like Peter, silly. Jeez.
Throw an ice cube on a bonfire, see what happens, okay?
Puts the fire out. Idiot. Immediately.
Yeah, and if someone throws ice at him, he throws burning oil.
Oh, yeah.
You ever thrown ice cubes into a deep fryer?
Oh, yeah.
No.
So, like,
it bubbles like crazy. Oh, yeah.
You ever thrown water on an oil fire? It ruins your life.
We need to stop him before he starts a grease fire in the dragon kitchen.
Yeah.
There's just one grease dragon with a leather jacket rolled up sleeves with a, cigarettes.
That could be the artwork.
He's when just such a shitty power, though. He's just like, I throw, like, he just spits grease on someone. They're like, well, I gotta go take a shower now. Thanks, Jerry. Like,
his girlfriend is an electric one, though. Grease lightning.
The kid. Yeah. He did it. Not so rusty after all.
Bring it back, Really recharge your batteries over in Poland, eh?
Yeah, that's it. So purple dragons, they're real strong. And this one, like Star Wars, kind of like...
They are the Avatar, though. They use all the bending.
Well, I guess so. I don't know Avatar that well.
Metal.
Fire.
Blood.
Yeah. Air.
I James Cameron's great and everything, but... Didn't see that movie.
Yeah.
Yo, a crippled guy embodies the body, uses his thing, science bed, to become a big wind bender.
Exactly.
Or something.
And then at the end of the movie, Cinder is on a door while Spyro sinks to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Spyro has the heart of the sea, is from what I understand.
Exactly. Yes, she had it this whole time. She had the Chaos Emeralds. Or what are they called in Spyro? Just gems?
There's gems, yeah. Okay. Gems, actually, they're used as, like, you can, like, drain a dragon's life force into a gem and then, like, use it
Soul
later
stones.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, they're also, you can just collect them. Like, I think they're currency as well. Like, there's that money bags guy in the game.
Just trading people's souls? As like as currency, like
I think like they're empty whenever you trade them.
Okay, they're only valuable to people when they can be used to drain someone's souls, not when they're full.
Yeah,
like for us, the faces on our dollar bills never move because the people are dead already.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Every time a president dies, they lay a bunch of paper underneath.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, they just get stamped into new bills.
Yeah, that's it. They use the actual dead president's face to stamp the bill.
Absolutely.
they have all their faces, like just like the skin of a president's face.
The original die.
Yeah, the Industrial Revolution just became so inhumane. Like, just a guy, like, on a, like, press up and down, his legs flailing up and down.
Oh, yeah. He's on the piston, but he's not even strapped in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So Spyro, he's on the quest to rescue Cinder. Cinder's been captured by a guy named Gaul. He is, like, King Monkey Boy.
The
who's
Gaul.
Who's actually there. He led the assault on your eggs, like, in the first game.
So are the Monkey Men inherently evil, or were they controlled by...
Controlled.
Okay.
Controlled by the Dark Lord guy. They're mercenaries, so, like, maybe there's some sort of, like, money involvement. Like, he's got a bunch of bananas or something. I don't know.
Okay, But that's two episodes in a row where we talk about mercenary groups.
The monkeys are a metaphor for humans, where they'll sell their integrity for bananas.
What with our five fingers?
That also. And thumbs.
So like us.
Yep.
We can confirm that monkeys have thumbs.
We can.
Can't confirm dragons.
Dragons cannot grab a fistful of dollars.
Yeah. Like them monkeys can, baby. Yeah. A fistful of dead presidents' faces.
Yeah. Which we have confirmed. Loreboy's canon. American currency is made from the faces of dead presidents.
The U.S. Mint owns, legally owns the faces of every
basically necromancers.
Dead president.
So, like, Spyro goes to fight Gaul. Because he's like, you got Cinder. She's my sister. That sucks. I'm going to get it.
Vader kidnaps Leia.
Yeah.
Luke goes to save her.
And it's good you brought up gems because he goes. I don't know if that's true, but
yeah,
okay.
We're good.
It's like the beginning of the first film.
Yeah.
Okay. He runs over to Gaul, and Gaul kind of traps all of his powers. At this point, he's learned how to like spit electricity and stuff too. And all of the powers, all of his Metroid suit that he's gotten up to this point,
and his various suit,
damnation,
gets sucked into the crystal, and he's about to be defeated.
Oh shit!
What happens?
This doesn't
the
sound
moon's
good.
Eclipse, and a beam comes down,
Poggers.
And he gets infused with dark aether, and dark Spyro comes out.
Oh shit!
And he turns Gaul into stone.
Cool.
And he's like
metal.
Mad with power.
He gets Medusa vision.
Well, no, I'm not exactly sure. It might have been like breath. I didn't watch.
I mean, turning an enemy to stone is the most goth superpower you can have. I think.
Yeah.
So. It makes sense that when he becomes goth, he gets that power.
Yeah.
So right now, he's kind of mad with power, too. He's not himself.
Okay.
Cinder runs over and, like, head bonks him. out of this beam of light that's coming from these two eclipse moons, and he kind of like shakes too, and he looks what he did to the monkey, and he like is really ashamed of himself.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
Then he's like kind of putting the pieces together, like, oh, like the other purple guy, he's real, real bad. I'm a young little purple guy.
And you just did a real, real bad.
Yeah. So he's worried he's going to get sucked to the dark side.
Oh, no.
The dark aether.
He got his first taste of the dark side of the Force. Okay.
Yeah. 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 And he felt the power and it was glorious. But
he gets sand in his underpants.
So he's more like Anakin than Luke at this point.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
He hates sand.
Yes. Loathes it.
Yeah. Loathes it. It's
so,
tiny and it gets everywhere.
It's coarse and rough.
They're fighting inside of a mountain, by the way. It's important to note because after he turns the guy to stone and they're having this kind of heartfelt moment like, what did it do? The whole mountain starts to crumble around them and it's falling down.
Not Does it crumble the stone man?
I definitely would crumble the stone man because it completely falls on Spyro, his sister, and Sparks.
Oh, no.
Spyro spoke to the Chronicler and actually learned a little bit of power that didn't get sucked into that gem, and that was called Time Fury. So he turned himself and his two friends into, like, an amber crystal around them,
okay.
And the mountain falls on them. End of the game.
Fuck that guy's body that I just murdered.
Yeah. So
he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
It's
end
okay.
of the game. They're in a crystal under a giant mountain that collapsed on them. And that's where the game ends.
So, like, but at the end of the game, you unlock this dark Spyro power,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, it's the very end of the game.
Well, yeah, it's, like, kind of like the final boss battle. Nothing else is working, and then you kind of take on this dark power to defeat the final boss. Kind of like in...
comparable to Zelda, where you get, like, the mask of the divine god or whatever, and turn to the Super Saiyan Link or some shit.
Yeah, in Metroid, whenever you use all those wells of Phazon, too, and you go, like, hyper-power and get the final boss.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff like that, I guess, in games. But that's how it ends, and that's the end of the second one.
It's your United States of Smash for any anime fans out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, The Legend of Spyro, Dawn of the Dragon is the last one.
Okay.
Does he go back in time and, follow me here, guys, give birth to himself?
I'm into it.
No.
Okay, so it's less stupid than some Spider-Man comics.
He convinces, he convinces a red dragon and a blue dragon who's seen so many other relationships
So it's
fail.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. He has to teach his dad how to be a real red dragon.
Yeah.
Punch that yellow dragon Biff in the face.
Punch Dark Lord Biff in the face.
Yeah, Dark Lord Biff.
Biff the magic dragon. So Spyro and Cinder, it's a time thing, not like they travel back in time, but they freeze themselves in time.
Okay.
Mixed
like
a cryostasis type.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's ambrostasis.
Well, I said amber because that's what the screenshots looked like, but they're frozen in time, which would be cryostasis. No, it's cold, right?
Yeah. Cryo's cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Temporal stasis?
Chronostasis?
Chronostasis would work.
Probably it, yeah.
Temporal stasis would work. Okay. Time stasis would work.
Okay.
Clock stasis.
Yeah.
Hourglass stasis. Sundial stasis.
Hyperbolic time chamber?
Similar, I think.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's what happened. Three years later.
Okay, so they just preserve themselves. So they're not traveling through time. They simply
Don't experience time. They are frozen in place. Mountain crumbles on them.
Them and that cube.
Very, very similar to just going to sleep, where you do not experience the night.
They don't age, I guess, is the only difference.
They do age at night.
The rocks don't fall on them because the rocks can't fall where time doesn't move.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Spyro and Cinder awake 3 years later, and this is not a happy awakening. The Dark Master's servants have chained their necks together and is about to perform a ritual on them to kill them, to summon something called the Destroyer, which is a part of the family of golems that live under the ground that want to cleanse the earth of all life.
Oh, okay. Rock
the cleanse.
Nazis.
That sounds clean. Is that good or bad?
They call it something really close to like the World War II term. Like it was
the dragon
like,
solution?
It was like, yeah, like the final cleansing or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it was,
wow.
Yeah, it's really
Spyro really did get
I'm not too bright, so I don't get a lot of subtext, but I'm thinking these guys are probably rock Nazis.
Rock Nazis, yeah.
Worst band ever.
A rock Nazi!
So the Destroyer and Golems, they're about to be sacrificed. They, of course, escape. They fight their way out of there.
Phew.
And the whole game, though, it's a different dynamic. You are play the whole game switching between Cinder and Spyro.
Do they have different powers?
Attached to your neck. I haven't played the game, but I'm sure that they have different powers.
Yeah.
So what would be the point? Yeah. And they can do different things, like if you're hanging from a ledge, you can swing up and get more.
That's neat.
Yeah. Probably like Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, Crash Bandicoot, that third one that was
with Coco.
Not that good, where you were attached to Neocortex and Crash.
Like Banjo and Kazooie.
Banjo and Kazooie.
Right. Like Yooka and Laylee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like Ash Ketchum.
And Brock Lesnar of
his
UFC.
Rat.
Yeah.
His rat. his Electro Rat.
Yeah. Zap Rat, I think they call
Zap Rat.
Like Tomb and Raider.
Yeah.
The buddy cop duo.
Tomb and Raider.
Skeleton.
Skeleton and a pirate.
Yeah. It's almost Halloween. That would.
Hey, you want to go as Tomb and Raider?
Yeah, let's do it. Pretty funny. I could double his skull trooper too, but for all the Fortnite fans, yeah. That was great. Tomb. Yeah.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Stupid.
Hopefully we can get a spooky episode out of this month.
It'd just be so good explaining to people at parties, like, oh, so you're a pirate. Well, no. I'm Raider.
I'm Raider, technically.
But you're, like, you're dressed as a pirate, but you have like a cop badge on. You got like, a gun on your hip. You're like,
so it's a buddy cop?
It's a buddy cop duo, Tomb and Raider.
Yeah. Tomb Raider. Yeah. In color. Tomb and Raider discovered that the mayor has been smuggling out dragon gold.
Tomb and Raider, Spyro and Cinder, they're off together. They're traveling. They, I really summarized the game. There's a lot of beats that they hit, but the main ones is Spyro's really concerned that he's going to become a bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He's like really worried he's going to become a purple bad guy just because he's purple. And so he talks to Ignitus. Ignitus is with him at a certain point. And
for some reason, I just assumed Ignitus would be dead at this point because he's like the guidance character.
Oh, he'll die soon. Oh,
okay. Yeah. He'll get Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, don't worry, Spyro. The universe made you to be like the yin to the yang of the dark guy. You are the symbol of hope. You're going to be the symbol of light, and he's going to be the symbol of darkness, and you're going to even each other out or something like that.
If I get struck down, I'll come back more powerful than ever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that not make any sense if they already had the whole 10 generations thing where it's like, no, this time you're the yin to his yang instead of all those other purple failures who presumably have been stomped to death?
He's proved himself at this point, though.
Okay.
You go to a dragon prison, it's literally just full of purple dragons.
I was thinking more of like some sort of chasm, like a boneyard.
Yeah. Just throw them all down there.
Their scales are purple. The bones all look the same. so he's worried. Flash forward a bunch of stuff. Ignitus, they have to cross this like wall of fire to get where Malifor is, and Ignitus sacrifices himself so that Cinder and Spyro can get through this wall of fire.
So he's like, I'm presumably fireproof because I'm a fire dragon, but I am preordained to die here as your mentor.
Yeah, I don't
know. Does he get burned to death?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. Like, I only read this. I know he sacrificed himself. Okay. I haven't played the game because it's from 2008. I don't have access to an Xbox 360 or PS2 at the moment, but...
That's okay.
Yeah. I imagine he burned himself. It reminds me of, like, something out of Malazan a little bit, but I won't go into that because you guys should all read that. Mm-hmm. Showdown with Malifor. Malifor, he gets there. You're Malifor and Cinder in front of the Dark Lord. All the game's been leading up to this. Dark Lord removes the link that was between
you and Cinder.
So your first time, you're not physically linked, and then he also mentally tries to unlink you too.
Okay,
he's like, "Oh, Spyro, look at you! I'm noticing like a lot of things that we're not so different, you and I.
Hair where there wasn't hair before.
Yeah. you could be just like me. You could have ultimate power." And Spyro's like, "No." And
then he's do it
exactly. Then when he sees that Spyro's not biting, he moves to Cinder. And he says, Cinder, thank
you so
much.
Hey, babe, remember when you served me before? I've never had another dragon like you since.
Not even.
Come back to me, baby.
Not even. He says that, Cinder, thank you for serving me all this time and bringing Spyro to me. So he plays it off like this Cinder was under his control the whole time.
Now Spyro's mad at Cinder.
Was he Megara from Disney's Hercules who had been working for James Woods' Hades the entire time?
Well, she wasn't, but that's how the Dark Lord played it.
Right.
He was oh, she's Megara from Disney's Hercules. She's been on my side this whole
time.
Which
they had just finished on VHS.
And she wasn't. She wasn't. But the seed of doubt that he plants in there, he like gaslights her. She's like, wait, what if I did?
Oh, he gaslights her.
Into it.
He
and then she's like,
you'd be a lot prettier if you were evil.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to do that, but if you say I did, I guess I will.
So then she becomes
evil.
Say
no more.
She gets possessed once again.
Okay.
Because of this.
She just has a moment of doubt and fails her will save.
Oh, so he needs to infiltrate through like a self-conscious mind.
Exactly.
And that's what he did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Spyro is like completely solid. He's like, no, I'm not going to become
Malakath
so
or whatever. True fuck boy.
That's
Malifoy,
it.
Malifoy.
Dark Lord casts confusion. It's super effective. Cinder herself in her confusion.
Emotionally.
He commands Cinder to start attacking Spyro.
Okay.
Spyro won't fight back. So Cinder's beating him up. He's traveled all this way, literally connected at the neck to this dragon. And he won't fight back. He won't fight back. Cinder says, why won't you fight back, Spyro? Spyro says, if I don't have you, I have nothing to fight for.
And meanwhile, the dragonfly is like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
What about mom and dad, dude?
What about your stepbrother from your adopted family who raised you?
That snaps her out of it, though. That was enough. That was heartfelt enough that she felt the connection. She snaps out of it. Both of them start fighting Malfoy in a final battle, flying through the air. Super epic. While this is happening, the last reagent to create the destroyer falls into the magma beneath them. So
you had to create the destroyer?
I don't want to get into it because I don't know. Okay. But this, all you need to know is that it's happening. All
right.
That for now, that's the arc. And you are fighting Malifor, but all the meanwhile, there is a timer on your lance now because everything's going to be killed, all life. So you defeat Malifor, but now you're like, fuck, I have to deal with this destroyer. Spyro is like, okay, I know what to do. And he disappears, goes to fight this thing. The destroyer is destroyed, and
how ironic.
Camera pans up in the stars. Spyro's face is there.
Aww,
is he dead?
We don't know. Oh. So they say he didn't appear in the Book of the Dead. Apparently, as soon as you die, you show up in a book for dragons.
All right.
And then there's also a cutscene of him and Cinder kind of flying away in the first valley kind of thing. But it's not. It could be symbolic, now
heaven.
They're together forever. Yeah. You're going away, kind of thing.
Together forever in the realm of death.
Yeah. So we're not sure if dead or alive, but that's the arc. Basically, born to think he's evil, but then cancels out all the evil. Defeats Malifor. Malifor, as he's dying, says, I am eternal. You can't destroy me. But dragon spirits come up and pull him down into magma.
Cool.
So it's
hell yeah.
You think that he's dead.
It's
probably,
mel as fuck.
But maybe not. And Spyro.
Oh, and we get confirmation that dragons do have thumbs because he does the Terminator thumbs up as he gets into the lava. Finally, we get closure on do dragons have thumbs?
Yeah. I actually like that one so much that I'm two pages behind in my notes. I'm just talking about it. I really like Spyro. I'd like to play these games if I could ever get my hands on something that can play them.
I have a 360 at home in my closet.
Oh, damn. I wonder if we got a rental play, a Blockbuster open.
Oh, yeah, dude. That'd be great.
So that's pretty much what happens. I wanted to ask you guys one question that I found on the DeviantArt.
Well, if you had a couple, since you said you'd skipped over a couple stuff, if we're...
No, I just have one.
All right.
Every single time I've been told that somebody has a question from DeviantArt for me, I get very aroused. So
there's a guy, that Spyro guy, he's an old artist, like I said.
Yeah.
Has a DeviantArt. He answers any question. He reads every question that gets put up there, and he answers them all to the best of his ability.
He must be
real I guess I have busy. A couple questions. What do you think Dragonfly culture is like in comparison to Dragon? Do you think they interact? What do you think they do?
They probably don't interact.
What
with the Moses thing going on at the beginning?
Ethan, I don't know if you want to have a stab at it.
Take a dragon stab.
Yeah.
Our dragonflies are... They only eat insects, right? Do they eat sugars, pollens kind
they're,
of thing?
No, they're carnivorous.
They're insects.
They're purely carnivorous,
and
right?
And they are tribal in nature. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, so I'm picturing like a tribe in the swamp where they eat each other, because for sure a dragonfly would eat another dragonfly. So we have like this cannibalistic culture living in the swamps, tribes in constant warfare and fear of each other, I assume. I assume there's even very little loyalty within the tribe because of the cannibalism, you know?
Okay. Like the droids from Star Wars.
You're not super far off. So dragons and dragonflies don't really interact much.
Okay, good.
Dragonflies are pretty secluded. They stick to themselves. They don't like other tribes, you're right, but whenever it means mutual survival, they're very good at getting along to, like, if there's a bunch of frogs around, like, the red ones and the blue ones will, like, hang out together.
Yeah, they'll fucks with each other.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, okay. To get rid of those.
How things. Often are purple dragonflies mourned?
I've never seen one. There's only the gold one.
Sparks changes color as your health goes up. More butterflies. He goes, like, green, blue, gold.
Gold is the one that, the gold's where you want him, and usually when he's depicted in cutscenes, he's gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So you got the blue Morinth, the red Morinth, and the gold.
So, genuine question from DeviantArt. So I noticed that in Spyro's in a Dawn era where dragons are just, like, not always known, but, like, are emerging, and worlds are colliding, is the Spyro and Skyrim, are they canonically together?
Related?
Yeah, someone seriously asked this. And what do you guys think it is? I think it's possible.
I guess, like, if it was a children's cartoon written by dragons for dragons to make them seem not like time-traveling slave masters, which
Dark
is what
Lord.
They...
Yeah, Dark Lord, he got killed right now, but he's just maybe being sent forward in time by those dragons that pulled him into the magma.
Except for the magma. I mean, we did see what happened to Alduin.
The monkeys evolved into the Nords.
Yeah.
I guess when the elves showed up.
Who the fuck would the dragonflies be?
I assume they went extinct at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe there are.
Or like the ancestor moths, maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they evolved into moths. Lamp. Yeah, that's a hot meme right now.
Anyways, so the answer is no, of course.
Of course not, yeah.
It's not tied together at all. The guy was so diplomatic, though. He's like, although they're both great games, and I've barely made it past Whiterun. It's such a large game. The epic that is Skyrim. Like, he's just so nice about everything, but, like, really the answer is just like, no, you're an idiot. Yeah.
No, don't be dumb, kid.
Yeah. But anyways, that was Spyro. I had a lot of fun, like, looking
chunk
it up.
Of Spyro, at least.
Yeah, there's a good chunk of Spyro. The other ones, like I said, don't have a ton of lore. They're pretty serial, and it's like, here's the major bad guy. You got to collect all the things to get to the bad guy. One of them's like, you got to save all the little dragons.
Well, I think it's Nasty Nork in the first one, and you have to. Yeah. He turns a bunch of dragons into statues, and then when you touch the statues, they get freed.
Yeah. Nasty Nork, spelt with two silent G's.
Yeah, it's Ganasty. Oh, okay. It's Ganasty Gnork.
Yeah.
And then Ripto is some little dinosaur man.
Yeah. In the first one, there's five areas. I wish I wrote these down, but there's basically like the artisans area where you start.
Yeah, like smiths, artisans.
Yeah. And they're all like the different jobs, and then just like the nasty area, which is just like evil.
Dragons don't go to high school, they just go to trade school. Yeah. Like the artisanal land.
Those are really great games, though. The 1, 2, and 3, I will definitely be getting the package once they come out. And
the whole package.
Yeah. Just like Crash Bandicoot, I'll end up playing them for a while.
Yeah.
Did you finish those?
No. They're hard. They're really hard. I got frustrated. I got a good chunk through.
Harder than Spyro, I think.
Would you say that they are the Dark Souls of Bandicoot-themed games?
I think I think Dark Souls.
That was my official application for IGN. Or
boom, roasted.
Yeah, roasted conventional journalism.
I guess if you're listening up to data, I'll do like a little quick plug in what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to speedrun Superhot VR, and I'm probably going to stream like most nights, at least a few runs around 7 p.m. EST. So if you want to see. If you want to see a game, if you want to see a game done pretty quick, I got it down to like under 24 minutes now.
Yeah, you only have to stop by for 20 minutes, fuck.
Yeah.
You have to watch the entirety of Superhot.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless you're doing practice.
It's a lot. Well, I'm doing like practice and stuff, but it's a lot
like
of fun.
Segments.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and if you guys want to see the game, it's just basically like Matrix.
It's good. It's a good game to watch.
Yeah.
I've thoroughly entertained every time I tuned in.
Yeah. Watch me get shot in the face and get mad because my time's too slow.
Where would somebody do that?
At twitch.tv/theloreboys. You can check out our speedrunning podcast at theloreboys.com or wherever you just listen to this thing. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and if you want to add me on the PSN, it's JAY.
Once you get the
he won't accept 64. Because I added him on PSN 2 weeks ago when I bought a PlayStation, and he still hasn't accepted.
I accepted listeners, Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Whoa. This isn't an open invite for you. This is an open invite for anybody listening to the podcast from home.
Never mind, yeah.
You can only invite him after you listen to this episode up to this point.
Fine.
Where can I find you two?
Moi, at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. I'm the cartoonist. I do the art. DeviantArt/... O'Manahue or whatever is the big art, and of course loreboys.com is where you can find the artwork and episodes and download on all your podcast apps. Thank you everybody who's been downloading and sharing so far. I've noticed the increase in numbers. We are so close to 10,000, like 120 downloads away.
This episode
which is crazy, right? We can agree that that's crazy.
10,000.
I know it's a lot of these are the same people, but imagine just the room of like every 10,000 people. Every time they listen to us, maybe there's going to be like 40 francs or something.
Yeah.
But it's really great. And again, thank you everybody who gives us feedback. Please do not be afraid to send us any kind of feedback that you have whatsoever. Leave us a review on iTunes. And again, thank you for when you discover the episodes and clearly go back and download more, because for us, our downloads are very much like a rising tide raises all ships sort of thing, where new one comes out and then old ones get more downloads as well.
That's it. And if you like the episodes and you think you have friends who will like it, just share it with
them.
Tell
them about it.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
The best way to help us like do this more is if we can have the support of more people listening.
And iTunes reviews.
Exactly.
What I would really like as well is that if you find our podcast and listen to it, I think you should hide it from other people to make it seem way more interesting.
Yeah.
So that they're so desperate
coveted
to listen to it.
Covet us all to yourself.
Exactly.
That's why we only make one episode a week.
Yeah.
Like, we want to make it like the iPhone. It's not enough to go around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get the Lore Boys amiibo. You'll never fucking find it. It's just all three of us kissing.
Yeah. It's very tastefully done.
Oh yeah,
Banksy did the sculpture.
Actually. Ethan,
he doesn't normally sculpt, but he did for us.
Yeah. Ethan, where can I kiss you?
That's
not the first time we've used that pass.
Wherever you want, baby.
You can kiss me right in the cloaca, James. You can find me on
keep all my sex organs
and my kissing organs. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. It's really the only place I hang out these days because I am. I'm a student and a worker bee, so I don't have time for like Discord or anything like that. We do have a Discord.
I don't know what it is or how to get there, but if you find it,
there's a link on the at theloreboys.com on the contact page.
I'll download it on my phone, guys. I'll keep you up to date. I only have a job in a PlayStation.
There are a
really.
Couple of people in there, and I check it every now and then. I'm just like, I won't check it necessarily right after you post. And anybody who wants to support us financially, we do have a service called Lore Boys Premium, where for a small monthly fee, we offer something in return. We try and give back to our listeners. And this week,
for money.
You guys got a little preview of the Lore Boys Costume Corner, where we teased the Tomb and Raider, the buddy cop duo. And we've been working on all year since last Halloween. We've been working on a backlog of good video game based
couples costumes,
and individual costumes as well. So we have a can of paint from I Am Bread. We have Xbox 360 controller. James, what are some other costumes that we have in the?
We have actually in Superhot. There's like a bottle. You could be that bottle.
You could be that pure black bottle.
Yeah.
And Peter, what was your favorite from the costume collection?
Definitely the roller mine from Half-Life 2.
Oh yeah.
Those little chattering spark things that are implanted in Highway 17.
Yeah, those were really good.
Yeah. Sexy roller mine is also pretty good.
Yeah, we have.
I like it.
Yeah. We have Bowsette, obviously.
Yeah.
That's on everyone's list.
We were doing Wolfenstein costumes, but we realized they're just Nazi costumes, so we had to take.
Yeah,
those.
We did get a cease and desist. We did have to take those down, but.
That's life.
So hit us up with a cool $30 a month, and you guys will get all those great costume ideas. We just kind of have an Excel spreadsheet that we'll just give you. It's on a Google Drive. We'll just give you access to it.
You choose the hot costume. We'll ship it to you.
Just please don't edit it, guys.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way for us to stop that. So just
yeah,
don't edit it.
As far as I know,
on faith, I'm saying, people of the internet,
it's the honor system.
Behave yourselves.
Feel free to put your name beside it if you don't want anyone else taking your costume. But we can't promise that nobody else will take it. No takesies, backsies, and we can't promise that nobody else will take your costume.
Yep.
And I suppose that constitutes
a Lore Boys
out. Lore Boys Spyro out.
Spyro out.
Drag out.
Drag out. This is dragging out.
Yeah.
Drag out.
Drag out.
I'm gonna move the pop filter out of the way so that I can get a good phlegm spray into the grill.
Yeah. I'll try and hit the listener in the ears.
Yeah, I want this episode to give people a cold.
Gross. I have a way to tie that back into Spyro, but we're not even starting yet. So it's too bad.
Segways, they're already coming at me, baby.
He's too good. He's been doing it for too long.
Okay. Well, that's not a good way to start.
Okay, everybody listening.
You mean a shrill okay?
Okay, it's Spyro time.
a moment of silence for the editor, please.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.